Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this is Sandy.
Hello, this is Michelle. And I'm then, here again.
Yeah, Michelle's been saying that. Can you hear now?
Not really, so that's kind of confusing. But
she's been saying that she can't really hear herself, but now she can.
Yes,
yay!
I'm here. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, finally. I was just like, I was in the middle of nowhere in somewhere.
It's like, who say what? There's no voice.
I know. I can't hear myself. What's going on?
所以大家好，我是 Sandy。
Hi, 我是 Michelle。
那我们又来了，今天又到了开心的 Two Four 时间。那今天我们 Two Four 会很精彩，因为有 Michelle， 还有另外一个跟我一起去 Munich 游学的 Maggie， 她等一下会到我们节目中来拜访。
Yay!
I think this is really important that we should start with Michelle explaining the difference between England and the UK, because last show we've been talking about, oh, we visited England and blah blah blah,
yeah,
England.
Yes.
所以我昨天在跟Michelle 聊天的时候，然后他就跟我说，你知道吗？其实 UK 跟 England 是两码子事，完全是不一样的。然后我就不是一样吗？我以前就一直就是都这样讲啊，所以他就是非常有耐心的解释了一遍给我听，但是非常重要，希望大家都可以洗耳恭听。
哎呀，yeah, well, I only noticed the difference after I went on exchange as well. I thought England and the UK are pretty much the same thing before. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize we were making that small confusion last time until one of my not-so-secret admirer kind of mentioned that.
Hey, not-so-secret admirer, I'm not mad at you.
But he was, yeah, well, he preferred his name not to be mentioned, but then he was just like, okay, the UK and England are actually two different things. And so it seems very important to him, so I will actually explain here. So the UK, which can also be known as Great Britain, contains four different countries in there. One is obviously England, and the other three are Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. And also within Ireland, that means only the northern part of Ireland, in which the southern part is actually Republic of Ireland. So that's generally the concept. And so what I wanted to say is, we usually misuse England as to represent the whole UK, but that's not actually, mm-hmm. yeah, that's not actually the truth. How?
It's hard to know the difference, I guess.
Unless you're there.
Because
yeah.
even when I was in Munich, nobody really told me the difference. I think still there are a lot of people who don't know
yeah.
what's going on, right?
I think it was, yeah, it's kind of confusing. Okay, so
中文。
对，上次就有时候会忘记，所以现在要讲不一样是大英帝国跟英格兰，哎，应该是这样子的区别，对，因为 UK
哎会不会这样一讲出来，然后其实大家都知道了，
大家就觉得哎好像有这样的区别哈，因为你讲到
英国是不是世界上只有我们两个不知道
大英帝国？
对啊，一点都不一样啊！你们在讲什么？
但是你常常你听人家说英格兰，你就会觉得啊，就是英国嘛。
对啊。
但其实英国不只是英格兰而已，英国还有其他三个国家，就是威尔士。
你要说的是大英帝国，
大英帝国跟英
国，大英帝国跟英国应该不一样吧？
英国现在通泛指的应该是 UK， 就是应该是 Great Britain 跟大英帝国这样子。
Okay.
所以在英文里，我们可以叫英国或大英帝国叫做 Great Britain 或是 United Kingdom。
嗯哼。
然后它里面的那四个国家，威尔士、苏格兰跟爱尔兰，是
好厉害啊，还会讲中文。
对啊，我好
特别去查一下，
有偷偷的看了一下 Wikipedia。所以然后就是，所以不只是，就是他只是，就是有一个朋友， 秘密的仰慕者，或者是没有那么秘密仰慕者，就是特别特别要我们这样子大概提一下。所以然后刚刚要说到的是还有在爱尔兰现在其实有它有它的区分，在北爱尔兰跟南爱尔兰这样的区别。那南爱尔兰现在已经分成了另外一个独立的国家，叫做爱尔兰共和国，然后北爱尔兰还是大英帝国的一个部分，大概就是这样子吧。
That's a very thorough explanation. Thank you, Michelle, for clarifying with us. Yeah.
A little geography knowledge.
It's such a good learning, though. And then she also told me something really interesting during her exchange over there. One of the thing was that people usually tell you that they invented English.
Oh God!
In any arguments?
Yeah. While we were on this topic of using different usage of words and confusion between words, as some of you might have already known, football it refers to something different than if you say football in North America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we say football in North America, we are thinking of the brown, brownish ball,
it's actually not round.
What do you call that, oval?
I don't know.
The oval shaped ball, yeah. With white stripes in
between. Oliver seed size.
Yes. That. But when you are in Europe and you talk about football.
I think I just said his name.
Oh yeah. Anyways. And it's Olive, by the way.
No,
and
nobody knows.
Anyways.
Really?
Well, we're...
Okay.
Anyways.
We'll take it offline.
What are we like? What was I going to say? Right, so in the so when we were in Europe, when you say football, it's actually... They actually refer to something that's called soccer here.
I just knew what you're talking about.
Okay, Sandy, calm down.
Okay, continue.
I am losing track now, but all I wanted to say is there are different word usage in North America, in Europe, in the UK. Yeah, so football and soccer is one thing, which they call American football for what we refer as football here. And there are things like crisps and chips. And trousers and sweatpants, whatever. And so
uh-huh, uh-huh. And tell us the story. Yeah. Oh, translate it to English first.
Chinese. Okay.
Oh.
Wow, Sandy, what have you...
足球跟那个橄榄球。
对，足球跟橄榄球不一样。所以就是在美国，就是北美地区，我们讲到橄榄球的时候，我们就会通常就是直接 refer 是足球嘛。
嗯。
然后在他们那边，足球指的是那个白色有黑点的东西。那种足球，
对对对，
然后他们讲到我们所谓的橄榄球，他们是叫美式足球，就是 American football。
嗯，然后他们根本没有 soccer 这个字嘛，对不
对？
对，
他们根本没有 soccer 这个字。
他们就讲到的时候，就是那什么东西？
所以我讲到 soccer 的时候，就会有人很不屑的看着我，然后我就会小小的跟他们争辩一下，然后最后的结论就是，可是我们发明了英文呢。
对，而且他们就是。以多取胜嘛，对，那时候就只有你一个人说 soccer，
但是呀，然后就说什么我们北美人把英文变得很奇怪，但是 oh well，
and then tell us the other story of you actually went to
there's another different usage word. So when I was in the UK, I was invited over for tea once. And the tea was held at around 5 to 6 o'clock. I was like, oh, okay, tea at that late. Maybe I should eat something before I go. And the tea that I was thinking was like tea and biscuits, right?
Yeah,
you know,
like
high tea. Posh.
Yeah.
with a little teacup and everything. Mm-hmm. But no, when I arrived, I realized actually a proper cooked dinner with the appropriate portion that you usually have for dinner and supper. Like, oh dear. So I went there and realized what they meant by tea is actually
dinner.
Yeah, instead of just tea. So well, I had a very full night that time. It was very interesting.
Because you didn't tell them that you thought it was
tea,
right?
Yeah, no, I just totally assumed it myself, even though I think the time was kind of awkward to have tea and biscuit, like 5 to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe it's just because the British people really love tea.
Oh, actually, did they have tea after dinner?
So when I went to their house, some of them do.
Okay, so but it's not like a standard.
Yeah, I think it depends. Yeah, it depends on the family and the people.
Uh-huh.
Mm. 所以我在英国的时候，这个我不知道怎么翻比较好，就是他们，我曾经
请他们，就是有人请他
去
喝茶，
请我
去
喝茶，对。结果我就心里想的是，就是哦，茶点饼干嘛。虽然说那个时候大概他们邀请我过去的大概是五六点，我就觉得啊，
晚上下午
对啊，下午五六点来喝茶，
奇怪，
对，来喝茶好像有点晚哎，但是就觉得没关系啦，可能英国人、
啊、
英国人很爱喝茶，
然后还是默默的就吃了一些东西就去了。
我就因为那时候住宿舍，然后所以餐点都是提供，我就想说，哎，那我就正好先去吃完，然后再过去喝茶。然后就去了之后才发现，他们所谓的喝茶是一个就是正式的晚餐。然后我就啊，死了。
但是他是大肚能容很多食物，他还是就是吃了，所以
是不好意思。
那天晚上应该没有人知道，其实他默默的犯了这个错误，
默默的吃了两顿晚餐。哎呀，对啊，那就是一些小故事。还有就是，虽然说两边都讲英文，但是还是有一点点不一样的用法吧。
所以呢，我们现在要介绍一首很好听的歌，是陈绮贞唱的。她是一应该不用多说，大家都知道陈绮贞是谁。然后她的这首歌也是非常非常有名，应该算是她最有名的歌之一了，叫做《旅行的意义》。So we're gonna play you a song that's called "The Purpose of Traveling." If I may translate that, and this is by Cheer Chen. She is a very popular and yet low-profile Taiwanese singer-songwriter, very talented and widely recognized as a talented musician among the Chinese music industry. Listen up.
上每一次的风和日丽，你要 CITR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displace Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
Hi, we're back!
Woo!
Yay! And guess who's here?
Dun 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 dun!
Hello, guys!
Ooh, who's that?
Hello, I'm Maggie.
So, Maggie 加入我们了，她终于下班了，恭喜你下班。
Yeah. 欢迎 Maggie。
然后因为 Maggie 来的时候，我们就要正式进入了我们大家的那个 Munich part of our trip.
Yeah, they were there for longer, but I was there for a week.
So as I said that Maggie was with us.Was with me during the Munich trip, and we went to a lot of places this summer, and we kind of both miss it so much, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I think you've been telling your friend that you wanted to go back all
the
time.
Yeah, for sure, all the time. Yeah, so like whenever my friend talk about Europe, I was like, oh, I wanted to go back for sure.
Yeah, I'm having the same feeling as well.
I know, but at the same time, I feel like, so what if those people, those good friends or family members who didn't go with us,like hear what we say, would they feel like, oh, how come you missed the time where I was not around?
Well, that's why I took lots of pictures for them. That's what pictures are for.
不是，我在想说，如果那些就是没有跟到的那些亲戚好朋友们，然后你就常常在他们耳朵旁边说，哦，好想回欧洲，好想回欧洲。然后他们就会觉得说，嗯，一定是我没有跟去，你会觉得很好玩。
Oh, 我还以为你要说会，他们会觉得你不爱我了。
对啊，对啊，会不会有那种感觉啊？
我觉得还好哎。
是吗？但他们也就知道，反正我们也回不去了。
对，一方面啦，就想
因为反正你又没钱，
对对对，我妈就是看看我存款不就呵，你回去就回去啊，
啊有种就回去了，
立刻在车站睡。
So let's talk about our first impression of Munich. Why don't we start with Michelle?
My first impression might be a bit different since I went during the Easter time, and then I see from your note that the weather looks kind of different. When it was.I think they said it was one of the coldest Easter in Europe, and then it was snowing that week. my first impression of Munich, I think I went from Salzburg to Munich, and it was a very clean city to me.
Uh-huh.
It was very clean and organized. And,
by train, right?
Yeah, by train.
Okay.
So,
where do you guys live in Munich?
We live in a place called Golden Leaf, which is near Perlach.
Golden Leaf sounds so Canada.
I know, right? If it's called Golden Maple, that would be even better. But yeah, it was near the station called Perlach, and it's about 20 to 30 minutes away from Munich downtown.
I don't think we've been there.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's not. I don't think there's that much to see anyways.
Do you know which station is it close to?
Yeah, Perlach. I thought.
Oh, yeah, nice. it looks familiar. Yeah,
definitely. Yes.
Yeah, it looks familiar to me.
I think it's at the end of the U6 line or something like that. I have no idea.
We
but any.
We live
really?
At
Königgrätz Großhadern.
Yes, definitely.
So wait, yeah, we live probably like half an hour away from
city center.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so Michelle 去慕尼黑的时候是
大概在复活节左右吧，
四月吗？
四月，对。但他们说是有史以来最冷的一个复活节，就是几乎是最冷的。然后，所以很难得的是复活节左右并没有什么。开鲜花什么的，反而是有满天的大雪，所以就很冷。然后，但是我们从萨尔斯堡到慕尼黑，所以感觉就是所有的东西都很整齐，然后很干净，
嗯，
感觉还不错。
对，就是一个很整洁，然后很有秩序的一个城
市，对对对对，很有秩序，就跟我想象中的德国还蛮接近的吧。
嗯，
对。
How about Maggie? What's your first impression?
Well, it was actually the first time that I've been to Europe.
Yeah.
So it was oh my god. Yeah, so right after I got off the plane, it was actually pretty hot that time.
Yeah, it was around It was around 37 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was actually one of the hottest summer, which is like totally different from what Michelle said.
And I couldn't, because we happened to live in the same building, and I was trying to contact Maggie for like 3 hours because I knew her plane was that day. And I couldn't get her.
Well, like, when I first got into my dorm, I was actually really sad and lost because, like, I have no internet.
Yeah.
No internet connection.
You know how hard it is?
Yes, I hate that.
Internet working?
Yes, so, like, I spent almost 3-4 hours.
And her cable didn't work.
Yes. And that's the other problem. I spent almost 4 hours with a German instruction. I don't know why they give us a German instruction to do it. And I'm like,
Yeah.
But afterwards, my roommate came back and I asked him for help. It was really nice of them.
Yeah. She lived with two other guys for quite a while.
Well, at first, I lived with one guy and one girl.
Yeah,
but then later on,
Because she's like, this sucks. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, so later on, I lived with two guys for about a month, which is pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, it was definitely new, right? You never had those kind of experience before.
Well,
you have to share a washroom.
They're not both German. I think one of them was from Brazil and the other one is Pakistan. So they're like totally different cultures.
Yeah. But we didn't end up talking to them much.
Yeah.
So, 你要讲中文的吗? 还是?
那我们大概要帮Maggie翻译一下吧。他说这是他第一次,
Maggie第一次, Maggie其实中文就是国语讲得超好的,
我不知道为什么他在害羞。没有啦。他中文国语讲得超好的。我中文那么破都在讲。
我中文英文都很破, 怎么办?
没关系。
反正这是他第一次到欧洲, 然后就是非常的新鲜, 但是又让他觉得有点, 就是混, 大脑有混沌的感觉, 因为就是, 像我们要弄网路啊, 就弄了, 就是他只有给我们德文的, 说明书,
对,
然后我们每一个人都看不懂, 然后又, 到时候又自己一个人, 然后就不知道去找谁, 所以一开始到的第一天, 就大家的感受都是, 有点紧张, 然后我现在在哪里, 我在那干嘛, 然后我要去哪里买食物,
然后没有网路就都联络不到任何人,
对啊, 然后后来他就索性就睡了吧,
Yeah, that's what I did, exactly.
超好笑的。 Oh, wow. So, my first impression of Munich was hot! Because it was 37 degrees Celsius that day. And then we took the train from Prague to Munich. And it took us 6 hours. In total. And we were in this train without AC. So the first 2 hours, the first 2 hours was very fun because we got to see all the, you know, all the view of the countryside and we're fully immersed into this green field. Mm. And I was looking into this river flowing through the motherland as the animals enjoy their sunbath in the sunny summer afternoon beside house with the red roof tiles. And it was truly amazing and definitely one of those moments where you say to yourself, ah, I'm so lucky that I'm here. 所以从我们从布拉格到搭车到火车到慕尼黑，然后在这里有一个小小的建议是说，如果你想要去布拉格跟慕尼黑的话，就先去布拉格，因为从布拉格到慕尼黑的车票比较便宜。真的吗？因为我是从慕尼黑到布拉格。对对对，但是这是你跟我讲你的价钱以后，然后我去买票的时候，我的便宜你蛮多的。我好像跟你讲，你们不是用你们是不是也买那个？我们也是买那个，就我们就跟你买的一样，那个什么什么。 DB 的那个网站，对，哇，就是因为在布拉格的物价比较便宜一点点，所以从布拉格去到慕尼黑的车票还真的比较便宜，所以在那6小时没有冷气的包厢里面，我们彻底的体会了欧洲的田园风光是非常的美丽。当然还有非常，我说前2个小时是非常的美丽的，
前2个小时，
后来就。 怎么还没到？好热哦，好饿哦，然后头好晕哦。在一望无际的绿色世界，清澈的小溪在阳光的照射下闪烁着夏日午后懒洋洋的羊群们在红瓦矮房边休息，是非常幸福的画面。但是到最后真的是很热很热，然后很累很累，受不了，真的。然后之后，本来想说到了慕尼黑很开心，好不容易就是买了车票，然后到了那个民宿的那一站。 然后我就很白目的，没有抄完整的地址，所以我就抄了那条街跟 postal code， 然后我以为 postal code 是那个门牌号码，然后就我们几个人傻眼傻了很久，然后还哭了，就很笨，对啊，反正就是汲取教训，就是去慕尼黑玩的朋友，如果。 就跟你说他那个 postal code 全部都是数字，就看起来跟温哥华的一点都不像。So we couldn't find the B&B, yeah, the hostel, and
residence.
Just because I didn't write down the complete address. I wrote down the postal code and the street name, and then
you couldn't really find the
thinking,
place.
Thinking that just the postal code is the house number. good that everything worked out in the end, and there were a lot of nice people to help out along our way. Michelle actually found a song in German, and
I didn't
we can read it together.
Yeah, I didn't write down the, and it's kind of the stream kind of far away from
me. So it's Ich lieb dich immer, immer not so sehr. That's my attempt. I hope my German teacher is not listening.
That's German
right
100
now.
Working here.
and this is. S is. And this is. Oh my god. It is by Kate and Ben. So Michelle 找到一首很好听的
德文歌，
那可能是要给他那位仰慕者的吧，我也不知道。刚不小心讲到他的名字，
哎，真是。哎，那个翻译的名字，翻译的意思是什么？我会永远爱着你之类的。
我依然深爱着你。
Oh yeah,
好浪漫。
I will always still love you or something like that.
Schließt dich in mein Herz ein, schleichst dich immer tiefer rein. Ich weiß nicht mehr, was ich will, du bestimmst mein Gefühl.
Hast dich mit mir verbündet, mir versprochen, nie zu gehen. Du hast mich angezündet, jetzt lässt du mich in Flammen stehen.Ich lieb dich immer noch so sehr, lieb dich immer noch viel mehr. Deine Blicke verführen mich, unsere Seelen berühren sich. Ich lieb dich immer noch so sehr,
Tränen schwer, mein Kopf ist leer.
Weil kein Sinn mehr ist, wo du nicht bist.Ich renne 100.000 Meilen im Kreis, der sich um dich dreht. Der Schmerz, den wir nicht heilen, tut zweimal so weh.
Ich such dich auf allen Wegen, du wirst immer in mir sein.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Hi,
we're back.
We are back. And then I think I wanna continue on Munich by telling you that we were really impressed with the city, mainly because of its people and how nice and friendly they are, and we were truly amazed. A lot of times we couldn't find places as we were looking at the map. There were people to come up to us and then tell us that, do you need help? And then they, even though we know that they're like busy going to work and things like that, they would still stop and then trying to help you. So that was one. And then there were another time where my parents and I were waiting at the station, and there were some really long German going on announcing something, and we couldn't understand. We just wanted to go home. And this lady, Nicole, she was really, really nice, and she approached us and helped translate everything to us. And later on, we became really, really close friends, and she's kind of like my family now. And she and her husband, and I had the honor to spend a few nights at their place, and then they took me to a lot of places. I really appreciate this friendship, and this is the highlight of my entire Europe trip. So, 我们这次到慕尼黑，然后发现这是一个非常非常特别的城市，因为每个人都非常的有礼貌，然后也非常的愿意帮助身边的人。然后我们常常会迷路啊什么，就在我们在看地图的时候，就会有人主动的到我们旁边，就不管他是不是是正在忙，他都会愿意去，然后就问我们说是不是需要帮助，可不可以帮你。然后他们的英文程度都非常的好，所以就是不会讲德文的人去那边旅游也不会觉得就是非常有压力。然后有一次我们在车站，然后就是他们在用德文就讲了一长串的就是变更schedule 变更行程，然后我们都听不懂，所以这时候就有一个非常美丽善良的大姐姐叫 Nicole， 她就主动的帮我们，然后也跟我们聊了一整路，就突然的就觉得她非常的亲切，然后我们之后也变成了非常非常要好的朋友，然后一直到现在都一直常常会联络关心彼此。然后她跟她的先生都是Nicole 跟 Thomas， 就是我非常非常感恩的人，然后也成了我这次到欧洲 exchange 的最最开心的一件事情，就是认识他们。And then
I don't really know. Yeah, I definitely got help by people. There was a lady when we were getting lost in Munich that a lady come by. She was pushing her stroller and ready to go home with all her grocery and her baby. But she just came to us because we obviously didn't speak German, and she said that she went on exchange. Actually, yeah, she went on exchange in Vancouver before, which was really cool. And so she just came and talked to us, saying that if we need any help with translation, then she could point out the direction. She was really nice. Mm-hmm. 所以我在德国慕尼黑的时候也刚好有类似的经验，就是我跟朋友在那边，我们找不到车站的时候，刚好有一个太太，就她推着她的婴儿车，然后手上拿了一堆大小包的就是生鲜之类，准备要回家，但看因为我们两个在那里完全不知道该怎么办，她就主动过来问我们需不需要帮忙。然后很有趣的是，她就说她之前其实在温哥华做过交换学生，然后所以就是蛮有意思的，然后真的很就是人真的很好了，那边的
就是非常感谢，
对
旅行的时候非常感谢这些在我们身边帮助我们
的
人，
好人好，
真的
这是福
音。And then after meeting up with Maggie, we went to Starnberger Sea.
Yeah.
Oh. So my parents actually treated Maggie and I to Starnberger Sea because it was kind of far away from city center and the tickets are more expensive. And it reminded us of Vancouver. Okay. And it was actually the first time that us seeing the swans so close.
Yes.
I think we both took maybe 1,000 photos of those swans, and people are looking at us weird. And then we later on could explain why, because everywhere else that we visited there were swans and swans and more swans.
But there's not a lot of swans
in Vancouver.
No, yeah.
Not at all.
I don't think, yeah.
We have a lot of Canadian geese.
Yeah, but we think we saw Canadian geese in Munich.
Oh, yeah, we saw Canadian geese.
At least two. at least, like, Canadian geese-looking geese.
All
right. Right? We saw those people. I was going to say, we saw those people.
our kinsmen.
Like, you're Canadian, eh? 所以 Maggie 跟我爸爸妈妈请 Maggie 跟我去 Starnberger 湖，我不知道 Starnberger 的中文他后来翻成什么，但是这是我跟他第一次就是零距离的接触天鹅，因为那边有蛮多只蛮可爱的天鹅，很大耶，他们对，然后我们就大概就为了那些天鹅就各拍了1000张照片吧，
yes.
就是超多超多照片，然后之后我们就回家看了，不知道留那么多照片，那么多天鹅照片要干嘛？ 可是那个地方就感觉上很像温哥华，然后才发现，对慕尼黑的人来说，像温哥华这样的景色是他们最喜欢的。然后因为他们那边就是要建筑有建筑要什么有什么，就觉得反而是那种很大自然景观很美丽的画面，他们就会非常的喜欢，然后常常会去那边旅游。 And then we went to Beer Garden a lot. I think the first few weeks, it was a lot. We still went, I guess. Well,
I am not going to go
drinking with you. Let's say frequently.
Yeah,
compared to when we were in Vancouver, we don't really go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the very first stop after we met the class, we went to the Chinese Tower in English Garden. So English Garden is the biggest garden in...
I think it's like the biggest...
City.
Biggest city river garden. In a city, something like that.
Yeah, biggest garden in a city, right?
Okay, whatever.
No, don't linger on something that we are uncertain about. And we had our first beer.
Yes, How did you?
Did you like?
I think I got a Rattler, which is...
And then she turned red.
Okay, yes. That was pretty embarrassing.
She was so cute. She was like, oh, I think my face is hot. Oh, it's so hot. And then she went to the washroom, and then she saw herself, and she was like, oh my god.
Well, just the Asian flush thing, right?
Yeah, she was the cutest. Because I think she was the only one who would get the pinkish on her cheek. Yeah, and did you swim in the Isar River?
I touched it.
I was the crazier one. I think I jumped in several times, and it was quite fun. And then we saw some people doing like those surfing.
It
was really amazing because I don't think any of us has the ability to stand on a surfboard,
and it's within a city too.
Yeah, it's within the city, so feel like it's a really healthy city because people normally, besides drinking beer, they would go jogging and then. They would do extensive exercise, and then there were a lot of bike lanes, and a lot of people actually bike from places to places.
As long as they are not drinking and biking, it's
drinking and biking,
and driving. I didn't see the sign of drinking
and biking.
And biking.
Well, seriously,
yeah. I think people can do it simultaneously.
Wow, German power.
所以第一次，因为我们到了慕尼黑之后，一开始去的。 第一站跟大家见面了以后，第一站去的竟然是啤酒花园，对，就是啤酒花园吗？
<笑>是这样吗？ Direct translation, I have no idea.
我们就照着美秀说的，我不知道，因为其实我没有去，就是我们三个里面唯一没有去的是我，照着美秀说的，我们就去了啤酒花园，然后就是有长长的桌子，绿色的，然后大家就买了啤酒以后，然后可以带各自的食物，或是你可以去买 pretzel 吃，就是一个很悠哉的下午的那种感觉，然后大家都很快乐，然后就还有看到人家就是在公园里面就直接在河上面冲浪，因为他们有用应该是人造的那种水流，他就弄得很湍急，所以他们就可以在那边show off 他们的 skill，
好酷的，
对，然后因为每次只能有一个人上去，所以他们就是。
showing off.
Yeah, they have to show off.
Dance off.
I think that, yeah, they probably practice a long time. And I think the three of us, we both got up to the St. Peter's Church High Tower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all went down there because it has a student discount, right? It has a student discount of 1 euro or something like that.
Yeah, it was 1 euro. Yeah, that was the thing that caught us.
Yeah.
1 euro only, yes.
Yeah, we were like, why not? And I remember my friend and I walk a long time up the stairs. It was just stairs after stairs.
I was having apple, like, oh, too.
Seriously? Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, but then when we went up to the tower, I think we were kind of too scared to stay out for a long.
Yeah, I think that was one of our friends.
Ooh, yeah, Josh. Yeah. Okay, I don't think he's listening.
But yeah, well, it was very windy at the time as well, so we went out. I feel like the whole tower is shaking. We're like, why don't we just back up?
We felt like birds, actually, right?
I
felt like a bird in a cage.
Yeah,
because it was like kind of like a cage,
surrounded with,
right?
A cage, yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it was amazing. If you ever wanted to see the full view of Munich downtown, that's the place to go.
It's called St. Peter's Church.
Yeah, it's St. Peter's
Remember.
Church. Yeah. Remember? Yeah, I asked Maggie if she remembers, and then she was like, say what? And then, like, 10 seconds later, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember now.
I just know what it looks like. I don't know its name and stuff.
所以我们三个人都各自去了圣彼得大教堂，然后圣彼得大教堂的你会付一点点钱，然后就往上一直爬爬爬爬爬到它的顶楼，就有一个像鸟笼一样，很像巨大鸟笼一样的东西，然后你就可以站出去，就是
观景
台，就把你的那个小鸟爪抓着。
我还没有勇气去抓，我就离得远远的，就啊好，我看到了，
就可以看到下面有好多好多的人在看那个什么在看
Clock Tower.
在看就是在看人家
yeah, dancing clock maybe
uh-huh let's talk about oh maybe I should finish 所以就是如果你想要去慕尼黑然后看慕尼黑 downtown 的整个风貌的话就是一定要去圣彼得大教堂
啊，然后如果你是学生的话，记得要跟他们说你要买学生票，因为有打折，
或者就装年轻，然后说要你只要付一块钱，
霸占双眼。
So far it didn't work.
Anyways,
oh yeah, do you guys want to talk about the clock tower?
Sure. Actually, that was one of my favorite places in Munich. But mm-hmm. I feel like you two might have already lost the feeling of it.
Yeah,
it.
Like I think I remember I went there first time with Sandy, and then Sandy told me that. I'm like, she's bored or something.
Oh, no.
She just left. She just...
I went off and took
pictures
of
went
people
off and
instead
then,
of the clock.
Yes. So, like, and then she told me, oh, it's the same thing. The people just come out, or, like, the statue people just come out and dance
and then
and
one
move
kill,
around.
One kill the other in
yeah.
the end.
Yeah, that's the Bavaria Knight, the red knight. And, oh, wait, no, the blue knight stabbed the red knight, which kind of symbolized... Sorry, anyways.
it's cool to see it the first time.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
cool to see the first time.
The second and third time, it's like, they do the exact same thing,
yeah.
So I lose interest in it.
Yeah, the first time she was so excited, though. She was like,
yeah.
Oh, let's see this, let's see that. And then I was happy that I get to be with her to see everything mm-hmm. for her first time, not mine. So the second time I could focus a little bit more on Maggie
Aww.
Or like the people who are looking at the clock instead of, you know, it's a lot of fun
yeah.
to see people being amazed
yeah,
of something that you've seen.
Yeah, I was full tourist mode when I was there, and we actually just happened to be there around 5 o'clock. We didn't know the clock would dance, and we were just wondering what are people looking at, and so we just stand there and look as well, like, oh my god, the clock is moving, oh my god, something is coming out. so that was really exciting for me, and it feels like a because we were so we feel lucky, I guess, and that might be why it's so special. And at that time, there were a lot of tourists around us as well, so our reaction was very excited. Like everyone screamed when the knight kind of stabbed each other.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And now we're gonna squeeze in a little something for you.
A little something.
A little
weird.
Something.
No, no.
Squeeze in something. Actually,
just squeeze it.
Yeah, we're just gonna play a music.
Yes, just go.
And this is called Willow. This is by Set the Whales. This is in their album called Hawaii. And Set the Whale is a Vancouver-based indie rock band started in 2007. I don't know why I'm using that voice, but 接下来我们要帮你要播的一首歌叫做 Willow. 它是 一个 Vancouver local 的团体制作的，叫做他们是 Set the Whales。
Bad news, nobody.
On Friday, June 22nd, Shaw Cable will be discontinuing their FM channels, meaning they will no longer broadcast CITR. Aww. It's a good thing we have this big antenna. CITR, still 101.9 on your FM dial and online at citr.ca.
Well, that's sad news.
Quite strange.
Yeah, you can finish your talk.
Your translation.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, yeah, we should translate it, right? So 我们刚刚讲到的是慕尼黑的跳舞中，或者是可能还有更正式的名字吧，不过我就是这样叫他的。对我来说，他是蛮，就是我整个旅程，慕尼黑旅程中算是蛮奇妙的那个经验，因为我们并不知道那一座钟真的会动。 我们只是刚好在差不多五点的时候走过去，然后就看，哎，所有的人怎么都抬头在看着那面墙啊？就好吧，那我们也跟着看一下，所以我们就站在那里。然后当他真的，然后到五点的时候，就东西开始敲，然后我就说，哦，有东西跑出来了，
有东西跑出来，哪有啊？我跟你说，你要等你五点钟敲了以后，你要等2分钟，他们才会开始跳舞。
哦，可能对我来说，那2分钟并不是太长，
对我来说就简直，因为就大家又想拍嘛，
哦，因为我就没有在期待什么，然后就哎。有音乐啊，然后就，哦，开始动了，然后就所以很奇妙，我们就觉得还蛮幸运的吧。所以那个地方对我来说，还就是算整个旅程中算是很特别的一个 moment，一个片段。
对
对，
对我来说就还好。而且你其实上 YouTube 也可以看，所以就但是如果你真的要去慕尼黑的话，你就不要查了，因为这样的话，
对啊。可是因为我那天看的时候，附近也有很多其他观光客，大家都很兴奋。然后当他其中有一个警士、一个骑士、一个蓝骑士戳倒一个红骑士，就是代表巴伐利亚的盛大之类。因为
巴格利亚，
对啊，巴格利亚吗 ？OK， 因为他是蓝白格子嘛，他们的那个地区的徽章，所以反正到那一幕的时候，所有的观光客都一起大叫，然后我们也跟着大叫，所以就很嗨。
这我觉得比较特别的点是，为什么一直都会有每个小时都会有这么多很兴奋想要看钟的人？
没有，没有每个小时吧？
真的，每个小时都是我们去的时候，永远都是满着的。非常的特别，那才是奇观奇景。
欸，我以为他只有11点、5点、7点还是什么，每个小时。
每个小时都有啊，我们反正去的时候经常的有。
因为我后来查的时候就觉得，欸，我们还蛮幸运的，因为他好像
是这样吗？
我记得看到的时候，每一天只有3个时间点。
Yeah, I think she's right.
Yeah, like 11
o'clock, 5 o'clock. How come we're always so lucky?
I don't know, like I checked online and then it only comes out like at a certain time.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah,
I'm just lucky.
So that's why, yeah, that's why we feel special.
Oh, we're all lucky.
Oh, now I feel special.
Yeah, you should treasure it.
Now I feel special. I get to see it so many times. Yeah, and then the other part that I wanted to mention is that Maggie and I and the class went on to see an opera in Munich, and the audience was shockingly quiet and were the best crowd I've ever seen.And people treat opera very, very seriously, and then they actually dress up to see the opera. So, Maggie 跟我还有其他同学一起去看了歌剧，然后就是对慕尼黑的观众，他们异常的安静，而且又没有用手机，然后2个多小时的歌剧只有2个人进出剧院，让我感到非常的压抑。然后他们的观众非常的非常的有水准，然后可以看得出来他们对歌剧的重视，因为他们都是每个人都是盛装出席的，所以对我来说算是一个非常好的教育。What do you think about the opera?We couldn't really understand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was in German. Plus, okay, there's subtitles, but they're also in German.
Yeah.
So it didn't really help much. So, I think I liked it. I just watched them dance around and move around and try to understand what the story is about.
Yeah.
But I like it overall.
Yeah, it's a pity that we didn't understand German. Yeah, we couldn't really follow the storyline. But they were fantastic singers. Yeah,
singers and dancers, and like all the set, the whole set, it's great.
Yeah. Did you go to she didn't go to B&W Museum.
No, we couldn't put that in our schedule.
Five minutes, let's talk about Schwanstein's Castle.
Oh my god, 5 minutes? New Schwanstein's Castle? That's not gonna work.
Okay, go Michelle!
Okay, so New Schwanstein's Castle is one of the most famous castles within Germany. Mm-hmm. It's also the castle that inspired the Disney castle.
Yay!
The Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Yay!
And it's built by Ludwig II, which is a very interesting king that I wanted to talk more, but then within the time frame, I don't think I can stress on that.
Mm-hmm.
The whole tour, it's a gorgeous castle. That's all I can say. Well, the day that I went, it was actually very foggy, so we couldn't see anything from the bridge. It was purely white.
It was on that bridge. She couldn't
see.
That was the best view on the bridge.
Oh my god.
It's so amazing. And it's shocking to how, to imagine people building something, like anything on that top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. It was really amazing.
Yeah,
and the design and everything was fantastic. And it's really dreamy. And everybody was like,oh, that's just my dream house.
Oh, what else? So the tour, did you go to the tour for New Schwanstein Castle as well?
We had a tour guide.
Okay.
The like tour inside
yeah,
the castle.
Yeah,
we did that.
Minutes.
Oh yeah. Okay, that. Yeah.
Yeah. That. I don't know. We were debating on whether to do the tour or not, but we were just like, oh well, since we are here, let's just go and do it.
Because it's totally worth it because you're up there, and then it was
totally
foggy, so you can't really see the outside.
Yeah. At least you can see the inside.
Yeah, at least you can see the inside. I like the inside very much because even though the tour was only like 30 to 40 minutes, but then each of the room was so delicated and it was so
complicated. I think there were only 16 it was unfinished.
It was the second floor is unfinished and then it was decorating the gift shop.
Yeah.
But then the rooms that are finished were just gorgeous. It was full of the style of that era. Because Rococo was a big thing over the time, and then but Ludwig II kind of just even modify even more, mm-hmm. kind of refine the style and adding his own idea. And he used a lot of swans. Speaking of swans, he used a lot of swans.
Yeah, because he's loving.
Yeah, I know. And the crowns. Like, did you see the crown lights?
We saw those. And so we 三个人都去了新天鹅堡，然后有非常有趣又有点不一样的经验，但是现在时间的关系，也许已经没有办法跟大家分享了。但是有一个很好玩的东西是，去城堡的途中呢，会有要走一段很长的路，然后他们有些比较有钱人就会付钱，然后搭马车上去，然后沿途就有很多马粪。然后呢，我们 tour guide 他就跟我们说，那个叫做他们德文里面叫做马的苹果。
马真假
超好听的，对不对？对，超好听。我真的觉得哦，马的苹果吃听起来好像可以吃，
好像。幸好
没。Would you want to try, Sandy?
No, thank you.
Something interesting was that on the way to the castle, there is a long walk, and the people who have some money will pay to catch a ride from the horses. And then our tour guide told us that in German, people call those horse manure horse's apple. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a really cute saying, and I remembered it.
Okay.
I think we are going to conclude by one last song called Statesville, and it's by Lucy Roach. Anything to say? We'll see you next week, right?
Yeah.
We'll see you next
week. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week too.
所以我们就下礼拜见喽。最后我们就放一首歌，是叫做 Statesville。
Bye.
下星期见哦，拜拜！爱你们，祝你们有一个快乐的一天，
Bye.
一个周末。
哇！
Statesville for you, when I could have driven straight through, but the call from the exit was loud, and I gave in, too proud to be scared by the boom. I stopped in Statesville for you. Tore down the high school last year, and the line between fiction and fact isn't clear. Someone told me old Dooley was hung on the hill. You can't always believe what you hear. They tore down the high school last year. Statesville for you.
should have driven straight through, but the call from the exit was loud, and I gave in, too proud to be scared by the boom. I stopped in Statesville for you.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out ubcstudentsofferingsupport.com for more information.
My address is 2904 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
Radio is devoted to the education and literacy for the Persian-speaking community.